You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have in studio with me Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Melick. It's good to have you back, Mary. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for having me.
We are starting to really come out of winter now, although at the time we're putting this together, it's a little chilly out. The sun is out.
It's brisk, but it's going to get warm.
We are moving into springtime, though.
Yeah,
and United Way of Hastings is not sitting idly by as the time passes.
We're not. This
excellent mission of reaching out and helping the community, and that goes on whether the weather is good or not.
That's right. And whether it snowed a couple weeks ago or not, or if it's going to be 70 degrees,
we're still dealing with the current COVID-19 pandemic. You guys have been rock stars through all of it.
Well, thank you.
And
we couldn't do what we do without the help of the community.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
It's interesting that you help the community, but the community helps you help the community.
Yeah, it's definitely a partnership. I mean, I think that's how United Way of Hastings has stayed in existence for the nearly 60 years. Oh my gosh, I'll have to start saying that now, nearly 60 years, because you know, we look at what the needs are in the community and we address those needs, try to solve them as best that we can, and move on to the next need. And, you know, this pandemic threw everybody out the door in terms of, you know, all hands on deck for everything that we needed to address. And I think people are feeling more comfortable now, mm-hmm. With the vaccines being available. And we're in 2021. We're putting 2020 in our rearview mirror. And people are positive that things are going to get better. We had just a really bright morning this morning when we had a trailer full of food for kids get dropped off at our office. And it was just amazing. And that was courtesy of Brian Schomer and Schomer Insurance and his village of people. I too many to name all of them.
Sure,
but
sure.
He has taken this past month and just been the rock star himself. And I don't have a number for you. I don't have totals because they were just dropped off this morning. But next month we will give you all the details. And I couldn't be happier for the Food for Kids program because, you know, still going through the pandemic, there are students that still need to have food over the weekend.
Right.
We're still being that bridge for many parents to help them bridge their meals over the weekend for their kids, the kids that are in school. And kids are heading back to school, which doesn't mean that the need goes away. You know, it's going to still be there. And so we're there to help support the family support workers at school,
mm-hmm.
these families, of course, and ultimately that student, to make sure that he or she comes to school on Monday morning nourished and ready to learn.
Yep. And with bright eye and bushy tail, as they used to say way back in the day.
Right.
As you look back at this year, and I'm going to take a little rabbit trail here. As you look back over this past year, tell me a little bit about what kind of things United Way of Hastings has learned in preparing for such an event in the future. And has there been any kind of period of time during this past year when you were, say, amazed by what has gone on? Has there been any point where you figure, I don't know how we're going to get United Way of Hastings through this particular mm-hmm. segment of whatever's going on, and then look back and say,
sure,
it was just amazing that we did that?
Sure.
Anything like that?
Well, I'll start with your first question, I guess. And, you know, how did we begin all this? And, you know, when crisis hits, that's what United Ways are for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are set up for. That is what we train and what we educate ourselves on throughout our networks. And so it was different, of course, with a pandemic that is not only hitting our community, but hitting our entire region and nation mm-hmm. and world.
Sure, sure.
So it was completely different in terms of the scale of it. But in terms of what United Ways do and what United Way of Hastings does, we are positioned to help those in need in crisis when challenges come up. We don't always know what those are going to be. You know, you've heard a lot about crises that happen in some of our southern states with hurricanes, and United Way steps in, and sure, there can be various things, tornadoes, and, you know, a whole town can be wiped away with a tornado, and United Way steps in, along with other partners like the American Red Cross and so on. And so we are... This is the work that we do. We are set up to mobilize resources, to identify the needs, and then we bring people together to help fulfill those needs. And that's exactly what started when the pandemic hit us last year. Is I was reaching out to all of our partners, our agencies that we currently fund, those that we've funded in the past, was just assessing what their needs are, how they're going to get through the next week, the next month, and so on. Did the same with our local police department, fire department, school district. And what's so awesome about United Way of Hastings is that we have these community partners in place because we have worked with them so much over the years and collaborated, whether it be funding their initiatives or collaborating with them on a program. We had that Rolodex of that's really dating me, right? Of contacts to just right away, you know, get out there and find out, okay, what are your needs? What are you seeing? Give us the lowdown. How can we help?
Right.
That kind of thing. And so once we got that data in, then we started meeting internally with our governance structure, our board of directors, and so on. I reached out to other United Ways that are similar to us in this region, similar to us in size, had maybe some of the same demographics as our community, and found out what was going on in their community so that we could help each other.
Sure.
And we still do our regular Zoom calls or Zoom meetings with United Ways of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Every month. We were having those every week to check in and to share resources, share ideas. And yeah, that's how we got through it, is together.
Yep.
And that's how we're going to continue to get through this and continue to work on the future challenges that we face. And, you know, that has been the United Ways trademark, is living united.
Sure.
And that's exactly what we did through the pandemic.
And getting that to that second question, though, too, was there any point where something seemed almost insurmountable, but then you got to the other side and it's like, it's amazing that that worked out the way it did? Was there anything like that for in the year?
Yeah, I can think of something like that. And that was the isolation of our older adults.
Oh, sure. Yes.
And that really did seem insurmountable because of the necessary precautions that had to be put in place, and because of the unknowns, not really knowing this virus and how it was going to affect people. And, you know, there was fear. There was a lot of fear, and there still continues to be some fear out there, but I hope people are getting feeling a little bit better about tackling this. But the isolation of our older adults really, really tore at my heartstrings. And we didn't know how we were going to connect with them. And when they're not able to see their family members, people that they know, it's just a devastating time for them. And so we looked at that from a perspective of, we're not the only ones facing this. So let's learn from others. Let's not try to reinvent things here.
Yeah.
And there was another United Way and several others that I reached out to that were addressing that. And we learned from them that if we can provide iPads, if we can provide electronic equipment to these nursing homes and assisted living centers, that, you know, they probably don't have a lot of that, then we can really, really help keep our older adults connected. And not just older adults, those with disabilities too.
Sure.
Don't want to forget about that, because my brother fell from a tree when he was 18 years old and became a quadriplegic. And he did live in a facility, a nursing home. And there's many just like him that for what other disability, or if they have to just spend time at the nursing facility while they regain their strength and mobility and independentness. So there were many people that we needed to reach out to, and we did that. We funded nursing facilities in our community, and they were able to purchase iPads, Dots, which I didn't know exactly what those were, but
the Amazon Dots.
We worked with many people in the healthcare industry,
sure,
to get them at a good price, and either we purchased them ourselves and then took them over to the nursing facility, or they purchased them and took care of them on their own. So that just warmed my heart, knowing that they knew that there was a place that they could go to purchase those devices to keep their residents,
connected with family,
with their family and
sure,
friends.
The nice thing too is it came across my desk just recently that the Minnesota Department of Health is now saying that because of the vaccine rollout, cases and I don't remember if it said deaths, but at least cases at senior care facilities are down over 90%. There is a real light at the end of the tunnel for the aging community as far as COVID goes. And it's always, it's good to me to know that United Way of Hastings had a big hand in getting them through that time in the pandemic.
Well, and we were the middle person, so to speak,
sure,
and working with others. We couldn't have provided those iPads unless we set up a response and recovery fund where people could donate directly, mm-hmm, to that and know that it's staying right here in our community.
Sure.
And we had never set up a fund like that, a response and recovery. Wow, we haven't had... we're blessed in our community where we have not had to do that. So there was a learning curve a little bit to get that off the ground, and we worked at the speed of light, and organizations would apply to us, and within a day our task force would have their decision made and a check would be cut, and I'd either deliver the check,
mm-hmm,
or get it out to the applicant within 24 hours to 48 hours. So it was very slick once we got it up and going. And, we couldn't have done that without individuals like your listeners of KDWA that donated to United Way of Hastings.
The
business community, absolutely. Our business community is just amazing. They just stepped up in 2020 like I never thought,
right,
that they would be able to. And they supported us. They knew that those funds were going to help people right here in the community and ultimately come back to them, with customers or clients and, mm-hmm, so on. And we were lucky enough to get the first PPP loan. And we were also fortunate enough to receive a grant from the city of Hastings and from Dakota County to help us meet some of the demands and help us meet some of those operational expenses that we were facing.
Sure.
So that we could get more funds out the door to help those in need.
All right. And it comes back, and you got a great response. We were talking earlier just a while ago about Brian Schomer Insurance,
yeah,
bringing that in. You've had help also from the larger business community outside of Hastings. I remember hearing about a pallet of lights.
Yes.
Is that still there?
Yes. We were so fortunate, for corporations to think of United Way, because United Way has that brand, mm-hmm, across the country and across the world, really, that we help people. That's what we do. And so Xcel Energy wanted to help people through this pandemic and donated light bulbs, the LED light bulbs, and by the pallet. It wasn't, yeah, just like a couple of light bulbs. It was by the pallet.
Have a box. No, have a pallet full of boxes.
Exactly. And when you think of an expense like that on a family, it really does help out. LED light bulbs are a little bit costly.
Yeah.
And so we still have a few at our office. They are dwindling. If you want a box of light bulbs, please visit the office as soon as you can because they'll be gone soon.
Okay.
And yeah, we're very fortunate. And it wasn't just Xcel Energy that provided gifts to us. There were other corporations and other businesses that provided gifts, knowing that we will be good stewards of those funds.
Right.
And those funds will go to people in need in the community, mm-hmm. People, you know, like their employees that, you know, live and work in the community. So it was really special to see groups helping like that, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, individuals, whether it be a donation through our website or dropping off food for the Food for Kids. Very special coming together. And I think, you know, Hastings is a great community. We have some things that, of course, challenges us, and we work on those. But for the most part, we are really fortunate to yep. have someone looking out for you.
Sure.
And to have a little United Way like us that, you know, you don't have to talk to five different people before you can get an yes. answer to something. Sometimes being small has its advantages.
Sometimes it does. And the programs that you have are available to any residents basically of ISD 200. We talk about that a lot, but it yeah. always bears kind of repeating.
It and does, because people recognize that school district sure. and the boundaries. And mm-hmm. so instead of saying, yes, we service Welch and Meesville and
if
Hampton.
Your kid goes to ISD, if your kid belongs to ISD 200.
Yes. Yeah.
But I bring that up at this point because we are just about out of time, and I would mm-hmm. like to provide you the opportunity, as always, to provide contact information for our listeners if there are families out there who have needs, or if there are people out there that have resources they can donate or right. contribute to the cause. How do they get in touch with you?
Right. Well, the best way to get in touch with me is via email. So my email address is Mary, M-A-R-I, at UnitedWayOfHastings.org. But you can always give us a call, 651-437-3338. Did I do that right? I don't have it with me.
Good. It's not my fault this time.
I superimposed those numbers. Go to our website at UnitedWayOfHastings.org.
That's the one we know for sure.
And look up our telephone number because Mary Malik doesn't know it.
I think it's 3337, actually.
Yes. 3337. Yeah. So contact us, reach out to us via Facebook. And yes, there are still needs in the community.
Yes.
You know, we're not through this. You know, the kids are heading back to school. That doesn't mean everything goes away. That means, right. you know, we're still addressing needs as well as mental health needs, which is, you know, a big topic that we covered a couple months ago or a yes. month or so ago with webinars.
Exactly.
And we continue to
and cover those resources are also available on United Way.
Absolutely. The videos are. Please O-R-G. Take a look at them.
We have to end our time here. I would like to thank Executive Director Mary Malik of United Way of Hastings for coming in for this segment. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to KDWA for allowing us to come in.
Oh, we enjoy having you here. You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this has been Community In-Depth.